welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, folks, that this Friday and Saturday, a big food drive out there in West Los Angeles at the Spartan Final right off of Olympic near the 405. You'll be out there, right, Brian?
Yes, and I'll also be encouraging people to make a donation. You know, there's also an opportunity for people to donate if they wanted to, a couple of dollars. I mean, $5, $10, $20 to buy food for people who are...
exactly right, dude.
Less fortunate.
It's exactly right.
Right.
And it might even bring you good luck if you go to Vegas. You know what I mean?
Well, you know.
Is that why you do it?
No, you shouldn't give to charities and to those who are in need because you expect something in return.
However, it would be nice to hit the tables, right?
There is something called karma.
Okay. All right, gang. It is time for the very first Name That Tune with these two clowns, Randy Wang and Jerry Wyschoski. Nice to see you two contestants.
What's going on?
What's up?
All right. It is Name That Tune, everybody. And what we're going to do tonight is these are songs that have been written and performed by Weird Al Yankovic.
And these two guys,
man.
Randy Wang, man, and Jerry Mistakeski, man. These guys are both hardcore Weird Al fans. I mean, they are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got the CDs. I think they've both seen Weird Al in concert more than once.
No, I've seen him once, actually.
I've seen him once.
Okay. All right, see?
I mean, where'd you see him in concert, Jerry?
I was at Universal Studios for a Nickelodeon, like, expo thing.
And he Geek Fest?
The Ugly Kid Competition?
I was, like, 13.
All right. And Randy?
I saw him at Magic Mountain, actually.
Were you working there at the time?
No, I was 12.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. All right, but then eventually went on to work at Magic Mountain.
But did you go to Magic Mountain that day for the Weird Al show, or you happened to be there and he happened to be performing?
No, I went there for the Weird Al show. Well, I used to go there all the time in the summertime. Yeah. Lived right there.
You enjoyed that, huh?
Yeah, man.
Good times.
All right, let's start with Name That Tune, Weird Al Yankovic songs tonight. And before we do that, Brian Whitman with the rules.
Well, the rules are very simple. Here's how it goes. We play a clip, a musical clip. In this case tonight, it will only be a Weird Al Yankovic song. Our contestants, Randy and Jerry, will buzz in by shouting their name. Once somebody shouts their name and they are identified by your host, Tim Conway Jr.,
thank you.
You have 3 seconds to name the title of the song. If you don't do it in 3 seconds, you lose a point. You go backwards instead of gaining a point, and then your opponent has a chance to listen to a healthy portion of the song and then identify it. So when you buzz in, you want to be pretty certain that you know the song. Those are basically the rules, Tim.
Thank you very much. Brian Whitman, everybody, and also Gina Grant will be keeping score. Nice to see you, Gina Grant.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
And as a special edition tonight, we'd like to ask both contestants to sing the song once it's been identified, because I think you both know all the lyrics to both all these songs.
Most
is that correct?
Of them. It's possible.
Okay. All right, let's meet our contestants from Lakewood, a 25-year-old man who still lives at home. Jerry Wyschoski, nice to see you, young man.
Thank you. Thank
you, Tim.
Tell
us a little about yourself.
Well, my name is Jerry, and I am 5'2". I'm currently on the market looking for chicks.
5'2", eyes of brown.
Looking for chicks.
Bad combo.
You're not 5'2", dude.
What am I?
Are you less than 5'2"?
You're less than
right here. I'm 4'8".
You're less than 5'2".
I'm 4'8". I'm 4'8", looking for chicks. I like to go to bars. I like to play poker.
Wow. All right. That's like a singles ad. I like walks on the beach and supper.
That's actually in the LA Weekly, too. I put that ad in there.
All right. Let's meet your counterpart here and your competition, a fierce competitor tonight with Weird Al Yankovic songs. Ladies and gentlemen, from Valencia, Randy Wang. Nice to see you.
What's going on?
Tell us a little about yourself, Randy.
Well, I'm the current reigning champion of Name That Tune. Wow. I beat Brian twice last night.
Well, you beat me in one competition. Actually, at ConwayandWhitman.com, the web question is, was Brian unfairly treated? And an overwhelming majority, some 85%, say, yes, I was. So the listeners are being heard on that.
And something tells me you went to the website and voted like 8,000 times.
Right. I sat there in my underpants all day and just kept
voting. You cannot handle losing to me.
Okay.
Is that the first time that somebody's lost twice in one night?
It's the first time I've ever lost, actually.
Right.
So the first competition, the Michael Jackson songs again, that's in dispute. But I will give Randy credit on beating me at this
kicking
time.
Kicking your ass.
Yeah, you called
night.
Him out. You said, I want that bitch in that seat. And then he came in and dusted you.
Well, yeah, he beat me by a few points, by 4 points or so. I did mention to Jerry, now psychologically, Tim, this is potentially advantageous to Randy because I asked Jerry Wyschoski before this match. I said, watching seeing a giant like me go down last night to the hands at the hands of Randy Wang, watching the king be uncrowned, if you will, has got to psychologically kind of psych you out and really get into your head. And Jerry didn't think much of that theory.
Well, you are your own worst enemy, Brian, in this game. So that really doesn't.
When you say watching a giant go down, are you is that a physical description?
It's a behemoth.
Excuse me, Jerry. Let me answer the question posed by Tim. No, okay. I'm referring to a giant in this game.
I see. Okay.
And actually, really still, like, I'm like the Muhammad Ali of this game. Randy beat me, you know. You know what he is? He's the Buster Douglas, you know. I'm Mike Tyson, you know. I have a bad night, and this guy beats me, you know.
Bad night twice.
Okay. Right. All right, thanks for the fresh references, Muhammad Ali, everybody.
Well, and then Buster Douglas, who beat Mike Tyson.
In 1982?
But understand, Tim, that's the comparison.
So, I see. All right.
And okay. I also like to show off my knowledge of heavyweight fighting.
I see. You're a big stud. All right, gang, this is the competition tonight. Jerry Wyschowski and Randy Wang. Now, you want to put some money on it with him?
Sure, absolutely.
Who would you like to take? I'll give you your first shot.
I would have to, just because I have a feud going with Randy, a grudge match, if you will. Although I don't know that Jerry can win, I would have to put my money behind Jerry.
Jerry? All right, I'm going to go with Randy Wang. Yeah, $50?
I don't think I have.
Let's say 20.
Well, that I have on me for sure.
Okay.
Tim, you just made yourself $20.
That we can do.
Brian,
all right, and if you win, I will donate all the money to the food drive happening this Friday and Saturday at Smart and Fun.
Well, then I'll do the same then. And, you know, if I am the winner, and you know, I will donate the money as well.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right, gang, here we go. It is Name That Tune, all Weird Al Yankovic songs tonight. Jerry Wyschowski and Randy Wang. The three of us will decide who chimes in first, because this is going to be very close, I believe.
All right, so I will, instead of being, in the ring and really duking it out, I will be part of the three-judge panel, which, of course, is,
nice, isn't it?
I'm almost like... I'm almost like the color commentator.
You're almost like Shecky Green.
I'm like Joe Theismann when he went to the broadcast booth. You know what I mean?
See, okay.
Not throwing the ball down on the field anymore, but up in the booth providing, analysis.
All right. Okay. All right. You're like Colonel Lee.
Yeah, exactly, all right. Tim.
All right, here we go. The very first song, Name That Tune. Get ready, competitors. Here we go.
Randy. Beverly Hillbillies.
That is correct. Money for Nothing, Beverly Hillbillies. Yes.
That's a good one. That's good.
Well, it sounds as if that was not the complete title.
Well, that's it's both titles, Money for Nothing and / Beverly Hillbillies.
You know what? I'm going to throw that immediately to the three-judge panel, because I believe that that's an incomplete title.
Well, let's ask Jerry Wyschowski. Well, he knows the song pretty well. Is that an incomplete title?
I'm sorry. I go back to 8675309 Jenny. You insist on the full title.
We had the same discussion last night, Brian.
May I make a comment? Yes, I think it comes down to punctuation in this case. It is not in parentheses. It is a slash. That is an either or situation.
That is correct. Agree? So he's a winner.
All right, let's hear
a little of this the song here. It's Beverly Hillbillies, Money for Nothing. Here we go. These two clowns can sing this a bit. Look at these guys. They get so excited.
Hillbilly.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. You guys have ever hoped to get chicks before tonight? This seals the deal, huh?
A lot of masturbation here in the history of this room.
You guys ever listen to song nude?
Oh, yeah.
No, Tim.
No, the answer is yes.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. All right, Money for Nothing, Beverly Hillbillies.
Here we go.
Somebody was on a lot of weed when they wrote this. It's nice they put the long intro in, too.
Yeah, well, Weird Al likes to do that. I mean, when he's going to parody a song, you know, he parodies it. I mean, he really copies it.
Oh, boom. What time is it? All right, here we go. Ah. All right, enough with that song. F that guy. All right, let's go to song number two. It is the score, Gina Grant?
Jerry 0, Randy 1.
All right.
Yeah.
And again, if you answer incorrectly, a point is deducted from your total.
And again, I would advise the players to give us the full, complete title of the song. I did lose in a 2-1 vote just a moment ago with the three-judge panel.
You're not even playing.
Yeah, no, but he's betting. All right, here we go. Song number two. Good luck, everybody.
Randy.
Randy.
Headline News.
That is correct. Headline News is exactly right.
Jerry, are you awake?
Jerry,
that one I'd forgotten.
Give us a test on that mic, Jerry.
I know, Jerry,
give us test.
Test, one, two.
The mic's working.
Song.
Okay. All right, the score, Gina Grant.
I wouldn't have got
Randy
that one.
Randy 2, Jerry 0.
2-0. Wow. An ass kicking going on here. All right, song number 3. Good luck, contestants. Here we go. Not a hit. Brian, please.
It is not a hit.
Well, I heard that you're leaving.
I know the song, I just can't remember the name.
Right.
That's a problem in this game.
Major problem. It's not called I Know This Tune.
It's called Name That Tune. Oh, God. You decided
that I... At least you both can dance to it. That's
I feel sick.
Evident.
I feel physically sick.
All right, nobody gets it. We press on. The title of that song is One More Minute.
Yeah, not a Weird Al hit, but you would think...
I can spend one more minute.
One more
you.
Minute.
That has
I forgot
the, best,
the name of it.
That
Damn.
Is the best Weird Al lyric of all Weird Al songs. I'd rather clean the bathroom of Grand Central Station with my tongue.
Than spend one more minute with you. Yeah.
All right, Gina Grant
that
with the score.
That was an original song, by the way.
Randy 2, Jerry 0.
All right, 2-0. Song number 4. Good luck, contestants. Here we go.
Randy.
Jerry.
I heard Randy first.
Randy.
Gina?
I would say Randy.
Randy. Yeah.
Smells Like Nirvana.
That's exactly right.
God
Congratulations. Look at that. All right, let's hear a little of that, unless there's a long intro.
No, this is...
Little Smells Like Nirvana. Look at these guys. Totally rocking.
Like it's a real song.
We got to get this on videotape. It's amazing.
Bobbing their heads here.
Let's see if I remember this one.
Jerry and...
What is this song all about? Can't figure any lyrics out. How do the words to it go? I wish you'd tell me. I don't know. 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 Now I'm mumbling and I'm screaming and I don't know. What I'm singing? What's the message? Ears are bleeding. I still don't know what I'm singing.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah. For both of them.
Jerry with those little alligator arms. They're both wearing Shakey's Pizza straw hats right now.
Right.
With their red vests, so it's a real killer look.
And Jerry does play the air guitar with those alligator arms.
Yeah, those alligator arms. All right, Gina Grant with the score.
Randy 3, Jerry 0.
Uh-oh.
Jerry, have you ever heard Weird Al before?
I knew more of the lyrics to that song than you did, clearly, if you listen back.
Jerry, I've got to...
I was just a little short on... I said my name a split second shorter than he did.
Look, I'm in your corner. I mean, you know, you have the dean of this game.
Thank you, Bogey.
You know,
money on the wrong horse, Brian.
In your corner. Come on now, Jerry. Let's, focus, man. Focus.
Song
you're in my
corner. Number 5. And this is Weird Al Yankovic, the contestant
tonight.
I live
out in Apple Valley now.
You know what? I have a reoccurring nightmare with this guy.
Bogey?
Yeah, Mike Boguslawski.
He's in your corner.
For the last couple of months, here's my dream real quickly with Mike Boguslawski.
You're going to tell us
we'll
about
get back to the game.
You're going to tell us about a dream?
I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
I have a dream almost every night. Mike Boguslawski is this big guy who used to be on Channel 2 News.
Was in the studio with us not long ago.
And he fights for you. He's the Consumer Report guy. I'm in your corner.
Right.
Mike Boguslawski.
I will get a written apology from that hospital.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. Right.
I ran into him. I run into him at a restaurant, and he's sitting there with a guy that looks like his brother. And I go, hey, Mike Boguslawski. And he goes, hey, Conway, how are you? And I go, nice. Hey, is this your brother? And he goes, it's my wife, and he punches me in the face.
And then you wake up?
Yeah. All right.
Does it seem real, Tim? Does it seem real?
Seems pretty real.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, folks. Song number 5, everybody. Weird Al Yankovic songs. Jerry versus Randy. Let's go.
Jerry.
Ready.
Jerry. I heard Jerry.
Yeah.
Dare to be stupid.
That is exactly. Is that the title of the song, or is that your autobiography?
Never mind. You know what, Tim? I think as a host,
One-sided?
Yes, you're very one-sided.
Well, when I got money on a horse, I root for it. You know,
last night you were against me. You didn't have money on Randy, to my knowledge.
I root for the underdog.
I think that's untrue. I think you root for Randy. And I would ask that, as Jerry's representative, when he's correctly guessing, to not be rude.
Okay. All right. That is song number 5. Jerry got it correct. And let's go to the score. Gina Grant.
Randy 3, Jerry 1.
3-1,
Come
man.
On, Jerry.
Look at that.
Come on.
Song number 6. Let's go.
Randy.
Jerry. Randy.
God damn it!
Fat.
That's exactly right. Maybe you guys
God
can sing a little of this. Because you got combined, you guys are probably around 350.
Mm-hmm.
No, be, no, they're more than that.
More than that.
Yeah, no, they're more than that.
Your butt is wide. Well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out.
Oh boy.
Better treat me right, cause I'm the king of cellulite.
Look how Randy.
Ham on.
Look how Randy dances.
Ham on. Ham on whole wheat. All right.
Left, right, left, right.
My tables bust. My buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I walk down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. I don't have a beautiful phone booth, and I've never seen my toes. When I'm going
there
to the movies,
whoa,
I take up 7 rows because I'm fat. I'm fat. You know,
really, really fat.
You know,
all right,
I'm fat.
Thank you, folks.
I'm
thank
fat
you, two idiots.
Really, really
all
fat.
All right, Gina Grad, the score, please.
Randy 4, Jerry 1.
4-1. Mm. And we'll continue here. The last song before we take a break. Song number 7. Gina Grad is keeping score. We'll have a final score right before the break. Jerry Wachowski versus Randy Wang in a competition tonight. Name that tune, all Weird Al Yankovic songs. Let's hit it.
Randy.
Randy.
Jurassic Park.
That's exactly right. Jurassic Park.
I haven't heard
Park
that song for years.
Yeah. All right, we'll play a little Jurassic Park as we go to break here. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Before we go to break, Gina Grad with the score.
Randy 5, Jerry 1.
I can
5-1.
I can tell you as the color commentator, Tim, having been in this spot when you're down 3 or 4 points coming out of that first break, I mean, you really want to regroup. You really want to focus during the commercial break and try to get your head back in this game. Because once you've fallen behind a few points, it becomes mentally real difficult and challenging to pick up the pace.
That's exactly right. As a former player, you should know.
I'm still a player, but I'm retired.
I thought you were like the Muhammad Ali.
No,
of the game.
I'm technically in retirement, but you know I'm like George Foreman. I could come out of retirement and win
and
at any moment. But this is not about me tonight. This is about these players, Randy Wang and Jerry Wachowski. Man,
all right,
come on, Jerry.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Weird Al Yankovic, name that tune, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
I cannot approve this attraction, cause getting disemboweled always makes me kinda mad. A huge Tyrannosaurus ate our lawyer. Well, I suppose that proves they're really not all